Who is potentially on the move for the Panthers between now and March 5th? Once again, from the Miami Herald, George Richards joins us. George, any update on what you're getting from the Panthers on Barkov?
No, they haven't heard anything. All we know is he hurt his knee, a knee that he had a problem with before the break. He missed four games before the break, and then he played in four games, so there's some talk that maybe he rushed his way back so he could play in the Olympics and represent Finland. 18-year-old kid, he wants to be in that game, and then maybe he rushed himself back. But according to reports out of Finland, it looks like it's 4 to 6 weeks. There's only 8 weeks left in the season. So I don't know. I don't know if the Panthers are going to bring him back. I don't think there's any reason to. You guys know what they're going through in Florida. It's AHL hockey at that point. I don't know why you would bring him back.
Speaking of the Panthers, Tom Gilbert has played very well there. Playing with Brian Campbell, I think, helps a bit. They signed him dirt cheap, for a guy who plays 20 minutes a night, making less than $1 million, George. Do they want to re-sign him? Do you think they trade him?
I don't know. I talked to Darren Talon last Friday, and he said, there are a handful of guys that they liked, that came in on tryouts, that they ended up signing, and that they would like to keep. And Tom Gilbert's one of them. Brad Boys is another. That said, I don't know. I think those might be guys you can find come July, and maybe you can get something in return for them now. I would think if there's not much of a market for them, keep them and try and re-sign them. But if you can get something in return, I think those are the kind of guys you could probably find on the free agent market.
Looking overall at Florida, they've had a lot of young players in that organization, George, and they felt like, okay, we're going to build it up and they're going to see improvements. Do you think they're seeing any actual improvement in this team as far as where they're going in the future?
I think there is. I think they've stockpiled more talent than they've had before. That's one thing that Dale and his crew has been able to do is get more quality players. That's something the Panthers didn't have, I think, back during the Jacques Martin days and Mike Keenan, or the dark days of the Florida Panthers, if you will. They didn't have any depth. I mean, they had some young guys like Bomister and Weiss and Nathan Horton, those guys. But after that, they didn't have a whole lot. So they've been, pretty much piecemealing their roster for a decade. Now you're starting to see some kids really coming up. They've got a very strong farm club down in San Antonio. They've never had that. So I think you're actually starting to see some kind of hope for them in the future that the young kids are going to lead them. We said this 4 years and 3 years ago when they revamped that roster and brought all these guys. This was a roster in transition, and it was just a weird mix. It worked for 1 year. They made the playoffs with all the veteran guys, some young guys mixed in. But now as the young guys are coming up, you start seeing some of these veteran guys, maybe fading off into the sunset, or at least, fading off somewhere else. The problem for the Panthers is a lot of these guys have one more year left. Florida would like to move some of them, but that's going to be real tough.
George, sticking with some of the young guys, Jonathan Huberdeau, last year's Rookie of the Year, seems stats-wise at least that he's sort of taken a step back. What's been going on with him this season?
Well, there's talk that he still might be hurt, and he won't confirm that, and the Panthers deny it. He just seems to be a different player than he was. He lacks the explosiveness that he has, and now he's playing with no confidence. And I think that's one of the biggest things. Last year he was able to play a lot of big minutes. The Panthers were a last-place team last year, and he was able to move up and play top-line minutes and get a lot of power play time. And some of that's been diminished. A couple weeks ago, he was down on the fourth line and not playing on the power play at all. He's just playing with no confidence, and it's obviously affected his game. I think the Panthers are still, this is still a future kid, one of those guys that's going to be part of the cornerstones of this organization. He's just having a bad year, and whether it's coming off the hip injury that he had surgery on, he didn't have any kind of offseason because of that surgery. He's definitely a guy that needs to get stronger. He wasn't able to do that last summer, and you're starting to see it now. He gets beaten off the puck way too easily. So, definitely he's going to be hitting the gym a lot this summer.
George Richard joins us out of Miami talking Florida Panthers. George, Erica Branson's playing less than 18 minutes a night, which is still, I think, for defensemen on that team, puts him fourth. Or actually, I think it's even fifth, maybe, on the team behind even Kulikov and Weaver. Where's he at in his development? Is this a player who we've seen a lot of other GMs do? They trade a young defenseman, and then as he reaches 25 for another organization, plays well?
No, I think Eric played well when he was with other guys. I think right now the problem is he's paired up with Ed Jovanovski, and as great a story as that is, Ed Jovo coming back from that hip surgery, he's the first professional athlete that we know of that's been able to come back from that. His skills have definitely diminished. I mean, when you put Jovo with Erica Branson, they're the bottom six pairing, and the minutes reflect that. I think Erica Branson is a tough-nosed kid. I think the Panthers think very highly of him. They think highly of his leadership skills. You know, he's a guy they picked third overall not that long ago. I don't see the Panthers moving him. I don't see the Panthers moving Dmitry Kulikov either. The Panthers know it's not easy to get young defensemen who can play at this level, and it doesn't come cheaply, and they've got these guys fairly cheap, at least right now. So I think they're okay with Erica Branson's development, but being paired with Jovo right now, that's their worst pairing, and the minutes have reflected it.
George, I wanted to ask you about Jovo. Obviously, there was reports earlier this year that doctors coming out saying that he's coming back from an injury that he probably shouldn't have, and that not many people have ever been able to come back from a hip injury as substantial as his. How is he looking? And I guess is he sort of just riding it out here, or does he have the potential to continue to play and play more than this year?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know what the Panthers are going to do. Jovo's got one more year left. He's the captain of this team. You know, I think the way he came back and the hard work that he put in, I think is something to be admired. The guy didn't want the game to get away from him. He didn't want to go out like that. And he's come back, and he hasn't missed a game. I mean, he started, I think his first game back was January 4th against Nashville, and he hasn't sat. I mean, he's played back-to-backs. He's, you know, he's played in all situations. Mm-hmm. Listen, before the hip surgery, Jovo was looking a little bit slow. I mean, he's 37, 38 years old. That just happens. He's a big physical guy. He still plays that style. Whether he comes back next year, I don't know. That's something that he and the Panthers have to decide on. I don't even know if Jovo wants to come back next year. I think maybe at the end of this, when he sits down after this season, he might be like, you know what, I had a pretty good run. I was able to make it back. I'm able to walk away on my terms now. Maybe that happens. Maybe not. Maybe he says, no, I've got one more year left on my contract. I'm going to fulfill that. He's going to get paid regardless. So it's just one of those questions I can't answer, because I think it's a question that Jovo and the Panthers have to decide on.
George, Scotty Upshaw leads the Panthers in scoring. It's only 27 points, but he's had a pretty good bounce-back season for the Panthers. Do you think he's improved his stock enough that he might be trade bait for teams who are looking for a guy who's got some offense and plays a rather gritty game?
I think he is trade bait, but again, he's got one more year left on his contract. He's got a no trade. There's only a handful of guys on the Panthers who aren't trade bait. I think everybody's available, with the exception of some of the young guys. It's going to be tough to move Scotty Upshaw. First off, he has to agree to it. Second off, a team has to say he's not a rental. I mean, because he's signed through next year at 3.5. So he's definitely had a bounce back year. I think Scotty Upshaw has been one of the better stories of the Panthers this season. He spent 2.5 years in Kevin Dineen's doghouse, and then his old buddy Peter Horichuk comes over from Nashville, and he has a new lease on life. Definitely the shackles have been taken off him, and he's played well. Even his statistics, I think he's played better than his statistics show. He's definitely creating a ton of chances. He's played hard every night. I think the Panthers have been real happy with what Scotty's brought. But if somebody wants him, they can have him.
So could you give me a rank the top three Panthers you think are most likely to be traded?
I know, Dale Talon has denied it, but I think Brad Boyes is a guy that I think teams are going to take a look at. because he makes nothing. He's making $1 million, as you said. He can, you know, he can help out a team in the shootout. He definitely has some skill around the net. He could put some, put the puck in the net. I think Brad Boyes is going to attract some attention from people. Tom Gilbert, he's another one. Sean Mathias, I think maybe his time is finally running out here in Florida. He's a restricted free agent. So, change of scenery might do him good. Those are my top three right there. A lot of people are talking about Tim Thomas. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. I think he's enjoyed this year, being able to come back, being part of a team. That could change here in the next week. Tim might say, you know what, I want to win. I want to go play for a winner and not waste this last month. Dale's talking about bringing Tim Thomas back next year, so I think he's probably off the table.
George, always good to catch up with you and enjoy some more time off. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, well, I'm covering the Heat these days now, so no time off for me, my friend.
Hey, what about Dwayne Wade said at the All-Star game, that the three guys all have the opt-out of their contract? Do you think any of them take advantage of that? Are they going to move?
That's a great question. I mean, the big news around here now is LeBron James said in an interview yesterday, or it was taped and broadcast yesterday, that he doesn't see himself playing anywhere else right now. That could change after the season. It's going to be a business decision for all three of them. Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James can all opt out of their contracts. Now, that doesn't mean they're leaving Miami. I mean, they could opt out and sign new contracts with Miami. That's something that's definitely hanging over this team. What happens with the big three? I would think if they win a third straight championship, you don't worry about it as much, but it's definitely something that they're talking about.
Appreciate the update, George. Thanks for your time.
All right. We'll talk to you later.